So, in addition to the scriptural definition, I'm going to try to do a little digging around on fear today. This idea of what may happen. The word happen gives us a connotation of something that's going to affect us in some way. Even if it's a fear of a war in Israel or in Russia, some way they try to drag it around and it's going to make it personal. Somehow it's going to come around and get to us in some way. So there's two basic kind of categories of what the fear is going to focus on, because it's the idea that something is going to be taken away from you, either in a physical sense, your health, your eyesight, your possessions. The idea is something is going to be taken away from you in a physical sense or in a spiritual sense. Your self-respect, the way people think about you, passing a test, something is going to be taken away from you. So, there's fear of something physical, whether it's harm or discomfort, or spiritual harm or discomfort. So let's first go through some of the specific things that the thoughts in our head get us to be afraid of, either in a physical sense or in a spiritual sense. And we can also kind of stick these into two categories: known events or unknown. Known would include, in particular, maybe something that you have had an experience with. Many people are afraid of the water because of an experience that they've had with water. Being thrown in to a lake or a pond or a swimming pool over your head, you don't know how to swim. It's a physical experience that you've had that makes you continue to be afraid of that situation in the future. You never go near water, but because of something that you've had happen in the past, then you end up continuing to be afraid of that. There's also things that we can just put a label on and call them unknown, which is things that we haven't experienced, but for a variety of reasons, the thoughts in our head make us afraid of those. For example, we haven't experienced death, but there is a big fear of death in many people. So let's just go through some examples. I'm sure we can all come up with one or two of things that we've been afraid of in our life. Volunteers. Yeah. Alan.
Height.
Okay. And so let's deal with it a little bit more specifically. In terms of height, what's that going to do physically or spiritually? It's going to have a happening or effect on you. What? It's not just height. Fall off. So that we can call that height, but the reality of it is it's not just, you know, a mountain I'm afraid of. It's this idea in my head of falling off of this ledge or this. So therefore, physical harm is going to come to me, physical discomfort. What else?
The dark.
The dark, okay.
Which I think is
sure.
An unknown thing because it's
you
what
bet.
Might be in there.
Uh-huh. So, but what might be in the dark?
Monsters.
The boogeyman.
Bad people.
Bad people. But all of it comes around. Now, what are these bad? How's that going to impact on you? Bite you, take your head off. Whatever it is, again, we come back to, they're going to hurt me physically. They're going to, you know, Dracula, suck my blood out. Whatever it is, they're going to hurt me physically. So, whatever's in the dark, it's an unknown, you can't see, you don't know, but there's something there that's going to hurt me physically. Joy?
Car accidents.
Car accidents. Now, whether you put that in known or unknown, we can put that just in the general category of accidents, whether it's planes, trains, cars, or otherwise. It's the idea, again, of this accident happening, and it's not out there. It's that I might be involved in it, and therefore I'm going to be physically harmed. Karen?
Cancer.
So any kind of sickness. Cancer is a big one. They even sell insurance policies just for cancer. Billy?
Fear of making a mistake.
Okay.
Spiritual.
Jumping in the spiritual. A mistake, failure, and this gets us into, you're going to blow the test, you're going to get up in front of people, make a presentation, not know what you're talking about, get tongue-tied, just lose it completely, burst out into tears. Whatever it is, you're going to make a mistake, and now, but let's carry that a little bit further. Those are examples of the mistakes. So what's that going to take away from you?
What is making a mistake or having failure take away?
What's going to take away from you?
It's a self-image. Mm-hmm. Or assurance would be a phase of spirit that would counteract it.
You bet. Somehow, if I make a mistake or I fail at something, somebody out there is going to think I'm a jerk.
Right.
They're going to think less of me. So it's the me that I've got this buildup in my mind, and it's going to somehow take that away. This failure is going to take that away from me. So again, you have the situation of something being taken away from me. Okay? Other examples. Jean?
Earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. So we can put volcanoes and hurricanes, natural disasters into that category.
Yeah,
again, something coming to impact you typically physically, take away your home, your possessions, your health, or whatever. Jerry?
People.
People?
Yes.
So we say the word people, and we all use that phrase, and we all understand what we mean when we say that phrase, but to dig on it a little bit deeper, are you afraid of that physical flesh body? What are you afraid of?
Spirit.
Uh-huh. So whether we call it interaction with them or spirits, we're still talking about the same thing. It's I'm afraid of an interaction that I'll have with somebody. They'll think I'm stupid, or they'll think I'm this, or they'll think I'm that. And it's, again, it's taking away of a view that I have of myself. Dickie?
Like a confrontation, fear of confrontation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, any kind of interaction that we're afraid of. Whether it's some people are afraid of confrontations, some people are afraid of just a simple handshake. So some people, but it's this interaction that we have with people. So it's not the physical flesh body. Now, you can be afraid of a Terminator. Well, that may come up here under physical harm. You're afraid this guy's going to beat me up. So that in that context, you could be afraid of somebody's physical power over you. But most people end up with some kind of a fear spirit about interactions. My boyfriend's not going to like me. They're going to whatever. Okay? Mel?
Fear of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclones,
you
and
bet.
Floods, or what's going to happen. I mean, I found that fear
sure.
of working.
Physical disasters. Mm-hmm. So one that I mentioned earlier that, let's just call it animals, dogs, spiders, snakes, scorpions, but it's not that. It's what they're going to do to me. They're going to bite me, and therefore they're going to hurt me, and I'm afraid of that hurt, and so I'm afraid of that, and that brings in various animals. Mice. I don't know that a mouse is going to bite me, but
fear of authority.
Okay.
It's a policeman or whatever is an authority figure, and the spirits are convincing you that they have power over you.
You bet.
Correct you.
So again, some kind of interaction from an authority figure down to you. Philip.
Responsibility.
Responsibility. Okay, that's a good one, just in terms of a spiritual sense, but let's dig on that one just a little bit more, too. Is it just the responsibility itself?
Really? It connects to the first one, making a mistake.
You got it.
If I'm accountable or responsible, and if I make a mistake, then what are people going to think of me?
Right.
They won't trust me again. I'll have to interact with them.
It could be a conversation.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's around and around that I will lose someone's self-respect. Charlie? Good one. People call it claustrophobia. Again, do you think it's just the space itself, or is it something a little bit more specific? Alan?
You can't get out.
Okay.
You're trapped.
Whether it's I'm going to suffocate, we're back with the physical harm. I'm going to die in here. Nobody's going to find me. Physical harm. Dickie?
Afraid of what I might do. I might hurt them, or I might flip out, or
okay.
I might,
can we call that lack of control?
Yeah, I might lose control.
Uh-huh. You bet.
God.
God goes on both sides. He can send down lightning bolts and
not.
You bet. God can destroy both soul and body in hell and so forth. There's lots of fear of God. Joy?
Kind of an opposite to claustrophobia, where people won't leave their home.
Uh-huh.
Won't get out.
Yes. David?
On the fear of death, not of our own death, but how about fear of
other people,
someone close to us.
Okay. And how does that affect us?
It could affect us in a variety of ways.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't. Does it affect us physically?
Protective and a variety of other things like that. Because we're going to be left without that person.
You bet.
That need that we have.
Uh-huh. I've lost that comfort that I got from that other person. I've lost that love that I've gotten from that other person, that respect or whatever it is. I've lost something spiritual because this person is no longer there to feed it to me or give it to me. Death, self or others. Okay?
All sobriety of, in some way, losing my lifestyle, whether it's the farmer worrying that the flood will take out the crop or the drought will take out the crop or my house may burn down or the fears that something's going to happen and I'm not going to be able to maintain my life as I know it.
So whether it's the loss of lifestyle in a spiritual sense or in a physical sense, you no longer have the same amount of money, so you can't eat the same kind of food or pay for your car, or in a spiritual sense of how people view you because of the car that you've been driving. Alan?
That idea goes along with death. There's a fear of change.
Mm-hmm.
Because
big one.
Like with the floods, you could be flooded out every other year, but they don't want to move out of the floodplain.
You bet.
Because they don't want to change their lifestyle. And with death, there seems to be a desire to control everything around you, and death is one thing, or sickness is one thing you cannot control.
Yep. So we got that. Uh-huh. We've got that one connected with just the unknown to begin with. Any kind of change is unknown. If you knew it, it wouldn't be a change. And so any kind of change is unknown, and it's also this lack of control. Ashley?
Hell.
Hell? In hell, you bet. We'll put that up there with God. Because we're talking religion here.
Right.
And there's a lot of fears attached with various religious beliefs. Dickie?
It's been said that although we say the fear of death, a lot of times it's the fear of dying.
You bet.
It's the pain or
physical pain. Mm-hmm.
So maybe pain itself would be the word.
Yeah.
So I'd put that up there with sickness. So it's some kind of physical discomfort to the body and or harm or pain. Ted?
Any kind of weapon.
Weapon?
Whether it's a gun or a knife or an axe or a baby.
You bet. Particularly in the hands of some person.
Yeah.
Really. Really?
On the spiritual side, uh-huh. Fear of getting involved in any number of things, which connects to some of those other things we already have.
Personally, I would connect that with a lack of control to some extent. Once I've gotten involved in something, then somebody else has rule over my time and so forth. Ashley?
Commitment.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. Why are we afraid of a commitment? What's that got to do with it? You just sign your name on the dotted line. What's the big deal? Oh. And so why am I afraid of sticking with something? And then you decide to quit. And then what happens? And somebody might look at you and call you a quitter. Yeah. So it's again, a lot of this fear of what other people are going to think about me. I've started into this project. I said I'd do it. I promised I'd be there forever, and now I'm not there. And what are people going to think about me? Or what am I going to think about myself? Doug?
Rejection.
Okay. Which is, bottom line, somebody doesn't like me. Leanna?
Hospitals or any situation where we put ourselves under someone else's care.
You got it. Lack of control and back up there under sickness and illness, you bet. All the stuff that can happen when you're sick or injured. Lisa?
Sort of a general that takes in a lot of these is fear of things that are out of control, whether it would be that an animal would do something unpredictable, mm-hmm. or a kid having a tantrum, or someone having a seizure, or someone who's mentally unstable, or
yep.
there are all these things that are too fast. Those are... They set off that startle reflex that then leads to all the fears going.
So that's a good connection to make with regard to fear, and attach that to projection and attach that to out of control. Because they're all talking about this same thing or something that you don't have control over. Something that I do have control over, I normally don't need to be afraid of. If I'm in control of a conversation, or if I'm in control of a relationship, or if I know what I'm doing on my job, and there's no need to be afraid of this. So you add that element of the unknown, out of control, and whing, there they go. Fritz.
Connected with death of others,
mm-hmm.
family members, whatever, probably the same thing, fear of losing love, mm-hmm. attention, whatever we got, but more in respect of never felt like I really shared with them how much I cared for them or whatever. I hope they don't die before I can do that.
Get around to working up the courage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopi?
Back to what Phil said, apparently these panic attacks that people talk about in the world, and once that's happened and the spirit has gotten it in someone's mind, apparently just the fear of that alone is enough to bind someone up totally. They're afraid to be in public, it can happen. So on and so forth.
Charlie?
Fear of not making it, like not making the team.
Okay. So again, whether it's interactions with people and somebody rejecting you off of the team. Uh-huh. Dickie?
Afraid of getting caught.
Caught. What happens when you get caught at whatever?
Well, it's all out in the open now, and there might be consequences.
Okay. So again, you bet. We're back with an interaction with a person, a people, and then you've gotten, in this particular situation, confrontation, getting caught.
So you've done something you think is not right.
Right, that's right.
So it's kind of a specific confrontation.
So again, but somebody's not going to like you. You're going to lose their love. You're going to lose your self-esteem.
Fear of what people think of you if you're too big or too small or you're not the right size.
I see. Okay. So, call them physical attributes. And let's face it, for some women, you can stick this right along with breast size and how, again, how people are going to interact with you and what are they going to think of you, and a big fear of presenting yourself to people. So it's not really afraid of your own physical attributes, but of people's interactions with you based, and their thoughts of you based on your physical attributes. David?
About fear of homosexuals.
Okay.
Homophobia.
Uh-huh. Again, I'd put that in the interactions with people because you're not really afraid of them, but they might get you.
Right.
It's always...
Question your own.
A fear spirit is very selfish, let's face it. It's always, I'm going to lose something, or it's going to be taken away from me, or this person's going to get me. It's a very selfish evil spirit. You know, if they just stay over there, I'd be fine. They'd leave me alone. Anjo?
Prejudice.
Prejudice? Good idea. Let's put that back with interactions with people, and that they're going to look at you on and interact with you on, based on the color of your skin. Again, whether it's how tall you are or how short you are or, you know, how big you are here or small you are there or the color of your skin or the color of your eyes. Has anybody ever heard of that famous experiment where a teacher in whatever classroom divided up the group into blue-eyed and brown-eyed people and told half of the group that, okay, from this point on, you're better than these guys, and interacted that way for a week or two, and here comes your prejudice. And then they switched roles, and then all of a sudden, brown-eyed people, you are better, you're smarter, you're better looking, you're more athletic than these guys. And the prejudice just reversed, so it's just all based on physical attributes that people get that. Okay. Katie?
Fear of getting old.
Old, yes. Put that one right up there under physical harm. Now, is this known or unknown? Whatever old is, it's what I don't know yet, right? Doug. Stay with sickness, uh-huh. Joel? Pardon? Embarrassed. How about we stick that one down under mistakes and failure, and that's what comes up? Does that sound right? Is that a good connection? Yeah.
There's a big fear in the world now, the end of the world.
You bet. Armageddon, or whatever they call it. We just call it Second Coming. All the stuff that goes along with that. Okay, so it's easy to see that fear spirits are more than capable of attaching themselves to a wide variety of physical activities, of just different works that people do and so forth. It's capable of attaching itself in a bunch of different directions. But the core is always going to be that something's going to be taken away from me, either spiritually or physically. Physical harm, discomfort, spiritual harm or discomfort. And that's, they all kind of mush themselves into that particular category. So, this is the reality of them, so let's kind of look at how we got them.